monk asks a question in this thought for today. Sylvia Enns asks,
What does it mean when you say real humility is being yourself and having fun?
Her question is, what do I mean when I use the phrase real humility is being yourself and having fun? The answer to that question is very simple. You don't understand what humility means, and you don't understand what being yourself and having fun means. This is what most people don't understand. And the reason you don't understand it is because you think being humble is being put down by somebody else, is bowing to someone else's demands, controls, and requirements of you. However, if you're being yourself and having fun, and you like yourself, and you think that you're a nice person, and you are humble to that fact, you live a very exemplary life. You live a very beautiful life. But if you think being yourself and having fun is having everybody else bow to you and manipulate to you and think to you and look at whatever you're doing, then you will live in hell. Being yourself and having fun means just what it says. You are the judge, the jury. You are the one, the selector of what it is that you think is being yourself and having fun. Now, any idiot knows that it's fun to eat cake. But any idiot knows also that when you eat too much cake, you don't feel too good. You feel full and maybe not so happy. You still do it. Now, that's not having fun. Now, that's being yourself. You know the cake is good. You know that you would love to have more than one piece, in fact, the whole cake. And you'd like to have a quart of ice cream with it, you know. And then you like something to rinse it down with, like a soda water, something like that. So, you see, humility is being responsive to what you know for you is right and good. And everyone knows for themselves what is right and good. Everyone knows what for themselves is the thing for them to do. Everyone, child or adult, animal, vegetable, they all know. Now, if you haven't got all the parts of the puzzle, you don't have a very happy puzzle. Now let's just say, being yourself. What does it mean to be yourself? Well, to be yourself means when you are honest with yourself, integral with yourself, you always tell the truth. You don't tell a lie because it's convenient, or you don't tell a little white lie because it's not going to hurt somebody else or it would make someone else feel unhappy if you told them. You just don't do that. But you don't have to say anything either. Did you know that? You don't have to say anything either. You don't have to say a lie, and you don't have to say the truth. You don't have to say anything. And what do they say in the courtroom on that?
Say the truth and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, that's one of the things they say. But that's what the court says. Mm. Now, what does a person say? I decline from answering on the grounds that it might incriminate me. I decline to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate someone else. I decline to answer. Now, this is what you do in the courtroom. At least that's called the Fifth Amendment. Your right not to put yourself in jeopardy.
Now, to testify against you.
Yeah, you don't testify against yourself. Now, what? You did it? You're admitting to it? Well, we didn't need to have a court trial. A court trial is find out who did it. What? If you're going to say you did it, then that's it. And if you did it, if you admitted to it that you did it, not under duress, not under police manipulation, then that's it. But if you say you didn't do it, which is what most court trials are all about, is because people say they didn't do it. Well, what people are saying is not that they didn't do it. They may not have done it either, but not that they didn't do it. But they didn't do what they're being accused of. They're being accused of taking the cake. And they took the ice cream, but not the cake, you know. And they're accused of hurting another person. And they didn't physically molest them, but they mentally molested them and called them a fink and caused it to call them names and so forth and put them in a bad light. Well, now, what is being yourself and having fun? If you're being yourself and having fun, what do we teach here at the University of Healing? The UL.
Unconditional love.
We teach the UL, unconditional love, unconditional love, unconditional love. If you have unconditional love toward yourself, you will always do the right thing. But you don't have unconditional love toward yourself because you feel you should be punished for things that you haven't been punished. You feel you should be put down because you didn't do some things you should have done. Well, you see, what's another thing that we teach here at the university? Now! My God, I'm pointing down here saying, the one point now. Yeah, we teach now here at the university. Ingeborg, have you ever been a bad girl? And her answer might be, sometimes, somewhere, in some people's attitude. Well, Ingeborg, are you a bad girl now?
No.
No? She easily says no. No. And, okay, Ingeborg, I judge you, if I'm to judge you at all, on what you say about now. And you're not a good, you're not a bad girl. You're a good girl. And so therefore, I view you, I observe you, I love you, I be yourself and have fun. I'm being myself and having fun using you as a friend because you are the kind of friend I want to have. The kind of friend that want to be in my world. Now, being yourself and having fun makes a lot of demands on us. Makes a lot of demands on us because we cannot go like we were doing as a child. The child will do anything to get away with something because the parents didn't teach the child one simple thing. You never get away with something inside yourself. You will always hold whatever you did that you know or you think or you're told is wrong. All of your life. It will be with you till your dying day. Parents haven't taught that to children. They just say, you're naughty, you're wrong, you're wrong. Hey, just teach them. Sweetheart, if you did it or if you didn't do it, that's not the question. The question is, are you lying? Are you telling an untruth just to get by with something? Are you telling that to me that's going to make me like you because you didn't do something bad? Do you know how much I would like you if you told me that you did something bad and you're not going to do it again? Oh, I would just tumble over hugging and kissing you because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Being yourself and having fun is getting rid of all those old attitudes that we have had that said that we have to lie, that we have to steal, that it's right to do. Now, we were talking about Dodie. If you found $1 million bill, $1,000 bill in the middle of the street, what would you do? Would you take it? Oh, my goodness, yes. Well, then I said, but it doesn't belong to you. It's totally not yours. Would you report it? And you say, well, why should I report him? Nobody knows it. Here I am in the middle of the desert, and there's $1,000 bill laying in the middle of the desert. Now, who in the world, who in the devil, who in the world could it belong to? Dodi, that's right. That's a normal human reaction. And a normal human reaction would be to take that $1,000 bill and be $1,000 richer. And say, ah, da-da-da-da-da-da, finders, keepers, losers, weepers, you know the song. You see, that song destroys us. Because that song is not really us. Because there, but for the will of God, go I. That could be my $1,000 that is lost and I found it. Now what if the person who lost that $1,000 just happened to, but of course they lost it in the area, just happened to walk by where the $1,000 bill was laying, and they found it. Oh, I found my money. Oh, oh, now we can pay the rent. Now, you know. And they found it. And you took it because you didn't conceive anybody in their right mind would ever have $1,000 bill lost in the middle of the desert. Now, it's not that. It's the principle. Being yourself and having fun means, what are your principles? What are your values? What makes you up as a person? If you are a lovely person, if you are a beautiful person, if you are a thoughtful person, if you are a caring person, if you like yourself, just like yourself, then you'll be the happiest person in the world. But if you don't like yourself because of something you did when you were a little kid, or something you did somewhere along in your life, and you didn't come to terms with it, could you see yourself 10 years later, after finding that $1,000 bill, 10 years later, going into the police department and say, I found a $1,000 bill in the desert 10 years ago, and it's been on my heart ever since. I want to turn in another $1,000 bill right now and make restitution for it. Well, and the police would say, Madame, sir, whatever.
Keep it.
Please don't help me. Please don't help me. You're a cheater, a liar, and a thief. That's what you want it to be. You say, keep it. No. The policeman represents law and order. The policeman represents the law. The policeman represents the principle. And that's what we teach here. Now, the policeman would say to you, well, when you lost it 10 years ago, the interest rate on borrowing $1,000 was, say, 6%, 10%, whatever it was. So, from then to now, 10% interest on that over 10 years is so much money. Now, you owe that 10% also. You cannot just give me that $1,000 and not give me the interest on it. Because that is what's owed. Now, But I didn't come in here to, you know, to lose money. Well, you came in here to put things right, right? Is that right? Is the interest always due, whether you think it's due or not? Would you fight that? And the answer is yes, you'd fight. And the policeman would say, ma'am, sir, I didn't ask you to come in here with that $1,000. Your guilty conscience brought you in here. And your guilty conscience is not going to be solved just by giving me $1,000. Your guilty conscience is going to be solved by you doing everything principle requires for that to be put to right. Now, we may never find the owner, and quite likely we won't. And when we don't find the owner, after a period of time, it goes to the finder. So that means you would get the interest and the money. But no! You don't deserve the interest because you weren't willing to give it up. You weren't willing to pay it. You weren't willing to do all that was required to clear the slate. You laugh at me. You laugh at me. You laugh at me. You laugh at me for teaching that you cannot touch anything that is not yours. You cannot take a paperclip that's not yours. You cannot take a pencil that's not yours. You cannot take anything that's not yours. Because it is in your heart. It is in your soul, in your being. Be yourself and have fun. You can't be yourself and have fun if your heart is filled with all this garbage of things that you thought you could do and you knew you couldn't. You didn't want anybody else to do that to you. Yeah. You didn't want anybody to hit you over the head with a pair of roller skates like that one boy did. You know? Oh, that would hurt. See, you knew it would hurt. You see, the principle is always the principle. And I teach the principle. I share the principle. I make no bones about the principle. And you have a perfect right to do whatever you want to do. And if you cannot give it up freely, shut up. Don't say you found it. Because the minute you say you found it, you have everybody who knows you found it know you're a cheat. Knows that you have taken something that doesn't belong to you, and that's very responsible. They say, oh, you took $1,000 bills that didn't belong to you, and who knows what it belonged to. I told you about Mark. I found this wallet outside of the printer, and it was night and everything was all done, nobody around. I took the wallet home, and I told Mark, I said, I found this wallet outside the printer. And Mark said, is there a name in it? And I said, I didn't look. He said, well, look and see. I said, look at Mark, all this money, you know, all this money. It'd buy us a weed whacker, it'd buy us different things that we'd like to have here at the ranch. Mark said, is there a name in it? I said, yes. He said, if there's a name in it, that's not ours. If there's a name in it, it belongs to somebody. If there's a name in it, you're stealing if you take it. And I said, you're so right. You're so right. Now, I don't teach by telling people how to think. I teach by letting people tell me how they think. And Mark could not touch something that was not his own. He has always been that way. He's always been supremely honest. His mother was even supremely honest. His mother was a pure pain in the neck honest, but you know, for normal type people. But that's where Mark was trained, in that pure honesty. Not even thinking a thing about it. Who is there a name in it? If there's not a name in it, take it to the police department. Let them find the owner. I mean, you know, it's not a matter that you have a choice of saying that you're going to take it, you're going to steal it. Could you go into a store and the cash register and take money out of the cash register and say, I found it? You know, it's there, you can find it. But it's not yours. It belongs to the store. And anything you take that doesn't belong to you, if you see anything on the street, if you're going to turn it in, that's a possibility. But don't create yourself seeing it. Don't create yourself seeing it. Being yourself and having fun means you are living with a clean slate. You are living with a pure consciousness. You are living with a heart filled with unconditional love. And when you live with a heart filled with unconditional love, then it is so beautiful. But the frequently asked question that gets us into so much trouble, how can we be ourselves and have fun? And what is humility? Those questions are ones that we have not faced and we don't want to face. We have not faced it because if we face it, then we cannot plead ignorance. And if we face it and observe it and are aware of it, then unless we live it, we will be unhappy all the days of our life. Mm-hmm. Living, being yourself, and having fun, it can be and should be the most fun experience of life because it's pure unconditional love. And humility is, again, unconditional love. Absolute respect for yourself and the world that you have and the people you created in the world around you. Now, madame, does that more or less answer your question?
Yeah, more or less.
Well, where does it less? Where does it
well,
not?
Well, it's just, it leaves always some, you know, now we could go to the definition of principle.
Well, no, we're not doing that. Mm. We're doing unconditional love. We're doing being yourself and having fun. And we're doing what? Humility. Those are the words we did define. And yes, we can rattle away through the whole alphabet of philosophical and metaphysical talk.
No, because that had an important
All right, now, connection. Sylvia feels that we should observe what principle means. Well, Miss Sylvia, I would like to have you define for me what you think it means.
Well, a short definition would be, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's my definition.
Your definition of principle is what a person thinks is right and true is right and true.
Right.
Okay. Now, Ingeborg, what do you think principle is? How would you define it?
Principle is, I cannot, is to distinguish very clearly what belongs to me and what doesn't belong to me. I cannot take things just because I like them or they are available for me.
All right, Ellen, how would you define principle?
Following my heart and know what to do in any circumstance.
Okay.
And then be happy about it.
Okay, that's a good thought. Principle is that which is always true under all circumstances. Principle is that which is true under all circumstances. Principle is the law of cause and effect active on behalf of a harmonious life. And if we're going to live a harmonious life, and Sylvia says, that is my $1,000 bill. And I say, wonderful. And then I say, Sylvia, where'd you get it? I found it. I say, oh, just think, the man who lost that was going to pay the rent. And now they can't pay the rent, so they're going to be kicked out of their house. And but he'll never find it in the middle of wherever I found it. But do you want to have the consciousness of that money in your pocket that is there? Because money holds consciousness. All these things, whether we like it or not, we cannot say something is ours just because we find it or just because it's given to us. Now, I go to Ingeborg and I say, Ingeborg, I came into a little luck today. I would like to give you $5,000. Ingeborg says, well, oh, nice, I accept. And I say, Ingeborg, I like you. I think you're a wonderful person. Then Ingeborg asks the fatal question. She says, Herb, where did you get the money? Did you win a lotto or something? Or did your boss give you a bonus or something? No, Ingeborg. I went into my neighbor's desk, you know, my associate, and they had I wanted to get a pencil out of their desk, and this money was laying there, so I thought, what the heck? Ha, good for me. And so I put it in my pocket, and then I've been spending it, you know, and there's a lot of money, you know. Well, what would Ingeborg say? Not telling me what I do is right or wrong, Ingeborg would say.
Ingeborg.
What would Ingeborg say?
No, thank you.
What would Ingeborg say?
That you cannot give
it. No.
No, I can't.
You don't tell someone else how to live their life. You tell only how you live your life. Now, what did Sylvia say?
No, thank you.
What do you say?
Also, no, I cannot accept.
Shh.
No, thank
you. No reason. No, thank you. If you start judging, then you are a thief too. Because then you can rationalize yourself into and out of anything you want.
Yes.
And the law of cause and effect and principle allows for no rationalization. No rationalization. In the first chapter of The Art and Science of Wholeness for the University of Healing, what principle do we say about God? God is neither
logical nor reasonable. logical nor reasonable.
God is neither logical or reasonable. There's no logic in anything God does. There's no reason in anything God does. And that's true. And the same is true for us. But you see, the minute you start rationalizing about how another person should live or how this or that, then you are judging and you are worse than they are. You are worse than the thief. But when you say, for yourself, no thank you. You don't want the money? No thank you. No reason. They'll tempt you to give them an answer, you know. They'll tempt you to be their judge and jury, but you won't be their judge and jury because you know the truth. Now, all of my life, I stood up for this, and I've been put down a number of times because of it. But that's okay. I feel good about myself. I know who I am. Do you know who you are? Do you know who principle is? Do you know what principle is now? Yeah. So just live it.
Mandela.
Live it, love it, and delight in your life. Because be yourself and have fun with all the humility in the world. You don't go around showing off to anybody. You drive your beautiful new car for yourself. You live in your beautiful house for yourself. You have beautiful wife or husband for yourself. You have beautiful children for yourself. You have a beautiful world for yourself. And all the world looks at you and says, wow, what a great Obama that is.
Mandela.
And Mandela, yeah. Interesting, both happen to be black. Interesting, both are free men. Bondage free. And yet, I'm sure both suffered the possibilities of many choices where they could have taken the easy route. And neither did. Now, you don't know they're going to be famous when they're taking the non-easy route. You don't know that. All you know is that's who that man is. Now, will the world say about you, that's who you are? That's what I say about you, who you are. You're fantastic. So, question and answer period for today. If you have any other questions at any time, bring them up and we'll talk about them. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.